The following program is paid programming. The views expressed on the following program are those of its hosts and participants and nowhere reflect those of the ownership, staff, or advertisers of WNRI.
Welcome to the John DePietro Show on 1380 AM and 99.9 FM. News Talk WNRI.
War begin at 12:06 on what kind of sunny, partly sunny, as a matter of fact. The good news is, on this April 19th, it's not snowing, that's for sure, at least not yet. Not raining, at least not yet. No, I see all dry weather. Oh, all right, tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, be a lot of rain. Now, the good news, let's look ahead. Let's remain positive as we try to. Monday, 60 and sunny. Tuesday, 60 and sunny. Wednesday, heavy rain. Now, ready? Hold on. Time out. Next Friday, 60 and sunny. But Saturday, 66 and sunny. And then Sunday, and we're flirting with 70 degrees. Da, da, da. 54 right now. With the big one. Double shot. Shoot. All right. No, enough of that. Now, listen, we do have some news to get to. First of all, I do want to mention on this April 19th, as you think of it, it's a horrible day. I'm not trying to laugh about it, but in American history, this is the anniversary of Waco, when after the Branch Davidians, after they had been part of the standoff. Folks, can you imagine? We can only dream, fantasize, if you will. I've thought about it. I've lied awake at night. Can you imagine with what we do with On the Scene live stream? That would have been a tough one to cover. 54-day standoff at Waco with the Branch Davidians. That would have been a lot of Facebook Live. Would have been a lot of stars, but that would have been a tough one to cover. That could be a challenge. 54 days, you know, you have to sleep, got to recharge, use facilities. I'm old fashioned. I like to shower at least once a day, sometimes in the summertime, twice a day. But then this is the date where then 1995 Oklahoma City bombing that took place. So, which was done on the anniversary of Waco. So, a little bit of a, I think. I mean, when I hear April 19th, I immediately was like, oh, wow, Waco and Oklahoma City. By the way, if you're listening right now on AM 1380, 99.9 FM, maybe listening online, maybe you're watching, this will serve as the noon report on our live stream that we do, simulcast on Facebook Live. Oklahoma City, the Oklahoma City bombing that took place, Timothy McVeigh, Terry Nichols, there's an excellent piece I highly recommend on Netflix about, and it's titled Oklahoma City. Now, I'm well aware there have been, especially last year, I'm blanking on who put it out. There was kind of a documentary, docu-style drama about Waco, the guy that played David Koresh and so forth. But on Netflix, there's a really good special. For those that are not on Netflix, or that utilize Netflix, I should say, you're just cheating yourself. I don't utilize it all the time, but it's fantastic. And I admittedly, it's better than, I can find things that are better than on broadcast television. But anyhow, it's very interesting if you trace, and as they trace what led up to Oklahoma City. And you have to go back to Ruby Ridge, what happened with that raid on Ruby Ridge, the feeling in the country towards the Clinton administration, Janet Reno. There's definitely a history in the country of incompetent public officials. Reno was one of them. But then Timothy McVeigh, there was a lookout point outside of Waco that people would gather and you could kind of watch. That's probably where I would have been set up with the live stream. That's the way I think of things now in terms of that. For instance, now I relook at all events in history and think, where would I have been during the OJ Bronco chase? Where would I have been to live stream that? With 9/11, where would I have been to live stream the attacks on the towers? But also, so there was a lookout point that people would start to gather every day, and they would, you could see in the distance the compound in Waco with the Branch Davidians, and then you could see all the federal authorities that had it surrounded. But one of the people that would go there, and I think he was selling shirts, but anyhow, but was Timothy McVeigh. And then after that, it was 2 years later when he did Oklahoma City. So now that I've really bummed everybody out. No, but that is, today is a significant day. Again, sometimes people recommend, unsolicited, by the way, sometimes people recommend, have you seen, you know, such and such on Netflix? And I, most of the time I say, no, I haven't seen. Oh, you should. And I start to, and I can't get through like 15 minutes of it. I admittedly, I have a low tolerance. I'm very quick. If there's something that's, I don't know. I'm a pretty harsh critic as far as when people are recommending. Have you seen this or that? I mean, I have been watching Peaky Blinders on Netflix. That was originally on the BBC. It was put on Netflix for American, I guess, all television, so to speak, or all viewers, I should say, in 2021. 2021. First season was good. After that, you know, it's very tough for a lot of these shows to keep their momentum going. But Oklahoma City, I've actually watched it several times. I'm more that, if I really like something, I don't deprive myself of only seeing it once. I'll then watch it several times because you just pick up different things. Now, let's see. Where was I? All right. Now, here we are. Later that day, this portion of the program, in this roundabout way, is brought to you by PR Landscape Materials in Garden Center. Now, folks, the weekend, all right, tomorrow, a little bit of rain, not the end of the world, but Sunday and all next week looks great. PR Landscape Materials in Garden Center, they're open. Rhode Island, it's not easy being Rhode Island's number one garden center, granted, but they have geranium hangers, patio pots, beautiful trees and shrubs. PR Landscape Materials in Garden Center, family-run business. Quality, and the service is the best. Pop in and see them. Easy to get to. Right off of Route 4, 3688 Quaker Lane in North Kingstown. And again, they're open 7 days a week. They grind it. They have everything you need to make your home or business, your property, the best it can look. Screen loom, black, brown, hemlock mulch, crushed stone. People say to me, I think I've seen that Facebook page. You have. I share it all the time. Folks, PR Landscape Materials in Garden Center, 3688 Quaker Lane in North Kingstown. Now, I just posted on DePetro.com, brand new, about this Coventry animal cruelty case. DePetro.com, brought to you by the Cohesit Inn, 226 Cohesit Avenue, West Warwick, lunch, dinner. I'm always up for a drink in the lounge. No one's gonna take me away in handcuffs for that. And now they have the market at Cohesit, which is fantastic. So the Cohesit Inn, 226 Cohesit Avenue, West Warwick. They have great Mother's Day baskets. Let me pull up. I did it. I was the one that did this because it came down kind of late. And it's not the best posting we've ever done, but it's certainly not the worst. Coventry woman arrested animal cruelty. I don't even like looking at the condition of these dogs. You know, there's definitely something going on. Here it is. All right, it's a little bit of a patch job. There she is. What's her name? What a moron. Coventry Police Department responded to the area. You know, I heard about this. Helen Drive, two stray dogs appeared to be emaciated. Officers on scene located two pit bull type dogs, severely underweight, hip, spine, ribs clearly visible through their skin. The dogs were also suffering from skin infections, hair loss, old wounds to their face and head. Dogs were immediately taken in. After a thorough, timely investigation, the owner of the dogs, 26-year-old Casey Mooney of 4-Lane 3 Maple Root Village. It's alleged her neglect in caring for the animals contributed to the current condition. She responded to the Coventry Police Headquarters for questioning. 2 counts of unnecessary cruelty to animals. She'll be due in 3rd District Court May 15th, 9 o'clock. Presently, the dogs are in the care and custody of the animal control, not available for adoption at this time. There she is. And what a goofball mugshot it is. And mug is a good word for it. You know, as I've, those poor animals. Oh, God. Gee, I mean, you can see the ribs, for crying out loud. Their fur and skin look terrible. Oh, my God. These people, yeah, I've been busy. Yeah, busy boning up. No excuse. No excuse. At least feed them. Dog food's expensive. Then why do you have them? I can't take all these lame brain 26-year-old Casey Mooney. Oh, we get wrong. Yeah, it is wrong, hagbag. Oh, yeah. The nimwit. Of course, the bloodshot eyes. Boy, there's a surprise. Who saw that coming? Surprised she doesn't have, like, piercings and so forth. Absolutely disgraceful. There is something going on. I mentioned this. Police are investigating. Now, there have been 3 dead dogs that have washed up on Borington Beach in Barrington. And, you know, one time several years ago, because of the movie Something About Mary, I had heard the term Borington a while ago, but then in Something About Mary, when they're talking about the character Woogie, I think, one of them says, oh, you mean Woogie from Borington? And Barrington, for years, was a dry town. No liquor store. It was called Borington. So one time, I'm on the radio, and I'm saying, oh, so-and-so in Borington. And someone who's a total nitwit comes in and says, I hate to interfere, but it's pronounced Barrington. Oh, really? Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, it is? Oh, thank you, Einstein. Now continue on with your experiments. Yeah, no kidding. Movie reference. Hello? God. All right, let me get to the... But there's something going on. I've told you, I've heard there were actually 5 dogs. That something's going... Someone said, well, I think what's happening... I mean, it's not funny. Someone said, I think what's happening is just people are finding it expensive to care for dogs. So their solution is, I'll take it to the bay and drown them? Who comes up? Maybe people should investigate who's making these comments. That would never occur to me. Why not go buy a shelter or a pet store and say, hey, listen, I'm really short on cash. Is there any form of free sample you can give me? There's my dog in the car. I have to feed them. Something. Go buy somewhere. Like show some effort. Someone, oh, maybe people are finding it expensive. Yeah, so the solution is, all right, times are a little tough. I've been spending all my money on pot. I don't really have money. I don't want to spend money on dog food. If I spend money on dog food, even though I shouldn't have a dog, but I have one, that's less money I have for booze and weed. I guess I could take them to the bay and drown them. I mean, how is that? You know, there are certain things at 1219 that set me off. The other one, I've already talked about it. I'm not going to go because I want to talk about this latest bridge fiasco. Oh, by the way, there's a new development with WMKRO. There's a new development here that would explain a lot. No one's fully got it yet, but I have it for you. I'm going to give it to you in a moment. But kind of like the 2-month-old infant who a week ago found, quote, unresponsive by police, first responders, the father, still in custody, felony negligence at the training school, and then the mother in Bristol. Just quickly, it's the same people of, well, you know, sometimes it's tough to understand God's plan. I have no tolerance for that. And I did remark, there was this woman that when someone was saying, like, I don't, that's not God's plan. You think God took the life of the 2-month-old? Yes, sometimes following his plan can be confusing. And when the person said, I don't believe that. And by the way, as a Roman Catholic, I don't believe that. As 12 years of Catholic school, I assure you that is not in the Bible. That is not in the New Testament. Jesus never said, hey, you just got to trust the plan. If somebody goes out and drowns, it's all part of God's plan. No, it's someone who didn't know how to swim who entered the water. Or someone that wasn't wearing a life jacket. If someone gets on a motorcycle and they start driving 85 miles an hour with no helmet, and then they crash head first, that's not... Hey, sometimes it's confusing to understand God's, but that is not God's plan. Hey, everything happens for a reason. No, not really. No. Man's free will leads to reckless behavior. That's what that is. I want to explain the latest. Now the picture is starting to clearly emerge. I want to remind you, though, that this is... April is Mental Health Awareness Month. Remember, Tranquil Touch Mind and Body Spa. They are right, you know, we went by them last night. They're right on West Shore Road in Warwick. Why not? You can call them, 429-3575. I share their Facebook page, Tranquil Touch Mind and Body Spa. You know, I am going to go. I think we're going to live stream from there at some point. I totally need to chill out a little bit. All right. Before I tell you now how the plot thickens, and it sounds like there could be an investigation into W. McKee R.O. I mean, that's what I am hearing. And now the picture is starting to really emerge, only because a lot of people are starting to question, why do they continue to defend McKee, and what are the talking points all about? Well, the picture is actually starting to emerge, and it's a clearer picture, I should say. And now we get an idea of why people at W. McKee R.O. were saying, hey, I'm just following orders. You know, it came from up above, and we're just implementing what we're supposed to. But folks, I want to welcome to the program Royal Exteriors. Customer service first, residential roofer, 10 years experience using America's top-rated lifetime architectural shingles. I first heard of Royal Exteriors from one of our listeners that said they do phenomenal work. And this is someone that scouted out all different roofing companies. Royal Exteriors. You deal directly with the owner, Andrew. No high-priced salesman with commission. Fair prices, expert workmanship. Free estimate. Now, you're going to see them, because I'm actually in a live stream as they are totally transforming someone's home. 401-533-9989. Royal Exteriors, where the customer is king. Now, you can also find them, Home Exterior Remodeling. You can find them on Facebook. I am going to be sharing their Facebook page. New windows, doors, but especially new roof. New roof makes a huge difference in your domicile. Call them for a free quote. Royal Exteriors, where the customer, I like that, is king. Right in Johnston, 401-533-9989. Don't worry, you're going to be hearing a lot about them, and I will be repeating the number, and I share their Facebook page. So, earlier was Governor McKee, DOT Director Peter Alviti. Now they're dragging in the head of the state police. Congratulations to the state police. The state police, their new assignment is to try to stop accidents on 195, which I'm sorry, I find it moronic. It's not going to work. But now people have been wondering why, like, what's in this? That what is going on? That I worked there for 10 years, but stationed down the dial, right? W. McKee R.O. Why are they in the tank for McKee? Why are they in the tank for the DOT? Why are they mocking commuters or just people traveling in the traffic that complain about it. For instance, you know, why are they carrying the water? Channel 12 exposed that the McKee administration was sending over, quote, talking points to the station. And I know not everyone understands what talking points are, but it's essentially a script. And all you do is just keep repeating the script. It's a way to ensure that everybody's on the same page. And just to veer off, just so, because when I say talking points, I know what it means. And I think some of you know what that means, but not everybody knows what that means. What that means is, just as a sheer example, let's say the Biden administration, they have some initiative that they think is very important. And as a result of that, stay with me, there, and it doesn't have to just be Biden, but just in this case, for our purposes, they're going to send some Democrat senators, Democrat Congress people, maybe someone from the administration. They're going to send them on to the Sunday morning political talk shows. And they're as a guest to talk about the importance of a certain initiative. And then if you watch all of them the way I do, Fox News Sunday, Meet the Press, Face the Nation, This Week with Stephanopoulos, the various shows on CNN, that if you were to watch it, everyone that is a guest on that topic from the Biden White House, they were all basically repeating the same lines. That's because, it's not an accident, that's because someone, presumably the Biden team, constructed some, quote, talking points. And it's probably a list of maybe five, no more than five or six. And this is when you get on, so when you go on, Congressman, Senator, whoever, spokesperson, someone, on Meet the Press or on Face the Nation, what have you, you're just going to keep coming back to these five talking points. So therefore, if you were to watch all of the appearances, not that it, and people don't, you would basically see everyone saying the same thing. So Channel 12 exposed that that was happening with W. McKee RO down the dial, that they have a text message where the McKee people are saying, you know, do you know, did DOT send the talking points over to the radio station? So the Providence Journal has broken. Ready? Stay tuned. A $400,000 media campaign is going to try to persuade Rhode Islanders, forget what they think about, quote, the bridge, and come back to Providence, East Providence, in the East Bay with their money. How much are they spending? $400,000. Gee, I wonder where the bulk of that money is going to fall. I'll answer the question for you. Now it's very clear. This is a form of corruption. It absolutely, they're not trying to persuade the McKee administration. They're not trying to persuade Rhode Islanders. Forget about the traffic. Come over to East Providence and the East Bay and blah, blah, blah. What they're actually doing is buying the cooperation of the media, or they're attempting to. So huge chunk of this money. Anybody want to take a guess where it's earmarked for? You guessed it. The radio station down the dial. So I believe it's very clear now. An arrangement was struck. What would it take? Think how corrupt that is. What would it take? What if we gave your station, just as an example, $100,000? And then from the top, right, the person that actually runs the station sends the word down. From now on, by and large, granted, not everybody, but most of it, we're all going to be on board with the McKee people. And why are they doing it? Because $400,000. Now, that's $400,000 total. But you know a big chunk of that, if not the bulk of it. So that is frightening. That is frightening, that, but it certainly makes sense now. Right? Now, doesn't it make sense? Now, I dare anyone to contact them and say, you know, so you mean, and I already know the drill. They're going to say, oh, that has no bearing on why we're continuing this charade that it's 10 to 15 minutes. Oh, no, that doesn't factor in. Is there anyone that believes that? Let me ask you this. Do you think they'd be getting the money? No, there's $400,000 there. Do you think they would be getting the money if they were criticizing what was going on? No. It's frightening to see. I don't recall. I'd have to think about it, talk to some people when we saw anything like this. This is basically straight bribery. This is absolutely a form of corruption. But what it truly is it now it makes sense. Because I have to admit, leading up to this, people would ask me, what's going on? What's going on over there? Why are they attacking people that call up to say, I was stuck in traffic for an hour, 2 hours? Why are they just repeating all the McKee lines? Why are they going along with this foolishness with the DOT? The Providence Journal, and even Ken Block, to his credit, they unearthed. Ken Block first said, I don't know about smoking gun, but he came out and said, there's documents that show that no large vehicles were supposed to go over that bridge. And the Providence Journal did a follow-up on it, and they have more documents. There is a picture that's starting to emerge. It's very possible that the Raimondo administration didn't want to deal with it. Not broken on my watch, but the DOT would not even talk. Think about this. The DOT, and I know Peter, this is coming from the governor. That's who's controlling them. The governor says, Governor McGreed now, he says, you can go on with our friends on the Wampanoag Trail, WMKRO, but I don't want you to talk to the Providence Journal or any other press. So the Providence Journal has a story about the documents, and no one from DOT will respond to them. In order to hear it discussed, they have to tune in to WMKRO Radio, who is carrying the water for the governor because they were promised all this money in this campaign. Folks, I just wonder how much longer people are going to put up with it. I don't know how much longer people are going to put up with it. We move on. This portion of the program, remember, if you want to improve your home, AJ Drywall Plasters Home Improvement, they can do it all. Acoustical ceilings, painting, remodeling. AJ Drywall Plasters Home Improvement. If you have an unfinished basement, if you have an unfinished garage, maybe you're thinking of adding on an in-law apartment. A lot of people are. AJ Drywall Plasters Home Improvement, 401-323-9252. Free quote, look for them on Facebook, AJ Drywall Plasters and Home Improvement. Well, folks, this portion of our program, I want to give a big shout out to Jonathan Barrett, the Barrett Boys, Barrett's Towing, right there on Silver Spring Street. I share their Facebook page. Call them 401-500-5244. I share their Facebook page a lot. They have a great sense of humor. I love the fact they're out there. I love that they used War Rack in one of their promos. They also have a good TikTok account, channel, whatever we're calling it, page that I follow. Barrett's Towing, the Barrett Boys. Now, I do want to touch on the fact that, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, about Governor McKee had a press briefing, and I don't understand, folks, because I didn't watch all of it, admittedly. I'm only interested in the Q&A, right, when they go to the question period. And what I don't understand is Channel 12, they carried the press conference on their Facebook page. So, admittedly, I thought, okay, they're going to carry it. I admit, misjudgment with want. So I thought, all right, so I don't have to go. I don't have to go and be part of this foolishness. But anyhow, but what I don't understand, like every time I think, all right, well, they Channel 12, they cut the video 1 minute into the question and answer. And that's the only part I'm interested in. I don't want to hear McKee going off. Safety, as your coach, safety is the most important. Oh, shut up. That's the most important thing. As if that guy can't leave fast enough. And then Director Alviti's there. We're going to, you know, we're doing it earlier. Then now, what's their plan? Well, from now on, the state police are going to be on 195, and they're responsible if there's any accidents. So Channel 12, they cut it. But this is, here's a spoiler alert. What is lost in all this? I don't want to say lost. I just don't think they're thinking this through, and I know they're not, and being realistic. Because I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a cataclysmic disaster, the way they're going to change these lanes. And I'll tell you why. I'm not just giving criticism of, boy, I think that's lousy, and I'm not, you know, saying why I'm saying think it's lousy. But I'll tell you, Rhode Island DOT want to remind travelers a third lane will open westbound. Three lanes of travel in both directions. Okay, that sounds good. Oh, great, right? We're all in the conference room with Governor McGreed, Coach McKee. Crew's going to be working 9 o'clock tonight, early tomorrow morning. You certainly don't want to go on it tomorrow morning. Here we go. Ready? Please remember the lanes are 10 feet wide. Trucks must use the far right lane, which is 11 feet wide. And the speed limit is 40 miles an hour. And I love this part. Rhode Island DOT and Governor Coach McKee urge drivers, stay in your lane. Avoid distractions. And be kind to one another. All right, a couple things. You think, because you put this out, that you're actually cutting through and reaching people. People don't know. I'm out there every night. People don't have a clue. People have no. People don't know what day it is. Are they living in the same area, state that I am? Here, trucks must use the far right lane. Yeah, and a lot of other people are going to use the far right lane. But 10 feet lanes? I'm going to tell you exactly what this is going to turn into. Bumper cars. It's going to turn into bumper cars. It is. Because, number one, tomorrow it's going to be wet. Number two, people are not going to go 40 miles an hour. People don't go 40. People, if you go on a street, and by the way, this is not like a Rhode Island, this is anywhere. So it's not just a Rhode Island thing. You go on an area, street, if the speed limit's 25, are people going 25 miles an hour? If you go on to some, you know, road stretches where the speed limit is 35 or 40 miles an hour, are people going that? They're never. People always exceed it. They're allowed to. The speed limit used to be 55. Now, no one gets pulled over. You don't get pulled over if you go 70. So you think you're suddenly going to reverse that? You're not going to reverse that. I also want to mention this whole notion that suddenly, oh, okay, let's all go 40 miles an hour. People are frustrated. People are fed up. I experienced it on Monday night. People are trying to cut each other off with all the merging and everything. Do you know how close it's going to be when someone is then like right on top of you? I don't feel comfortable riding on our highways the way it is now, let alone shorter lanes. Do you realize the panic that people are going to like, whoa, what is the? All you need is like one truck to swerve a little bit. Boom, boom, boom. All you, you know, Governor McKee said, I don't think when anyone wakes up, they're thinking of being in a fender bender. Fender bender. Fender bender. This is going to be like, you watch. Watch. This will be an 8 to 10 car pileup. People are not going to follow that. It's flawed. If safety is the most important part of this, why are they shortening the lane? Hey, they're the ones in charge. The accidents on the bridge have tripled since the Washington Bridge closure. This will even beat that record. It's too tight. People are not in that mindset. They're treating this as though it's not realistic. It's not realistic, right? Listen, there's plenty of the examples I don't have to give, which is how many signs have you said that don't litter? Don't litter. Do people follow that? People don't follow any of that stuff. They don't get, what? They've had don't litter campaigns, everything else, our planet, fines. I, last night, if you were watching Road Patrol, the street I was on was filled with trash and litter. I don't understand what world these individuals are living in. But I was then disappointed. Like, see, here, let me just explain. If I had known that Channel 12 was only going to carry 1 minute of the questions, then I would have actually gone. I don't want to hear all their pre-prepared remarks at all. I only want to hear when the members of the media get to question them. That's what I want to hear. Folks, this portion of the John DePietro Show, you know, it's not your imagination, as I was telling someone. I mean, it's definitely getting more dangerous. Governor McKee continues to put the entire state, by operating a sanctuary state, by encouraging lawlessness, and he does. Notice people are drowning. Dogs, infants are being killed. I mean, they just broke up a raid. 19 Guatemalan gang members stealing high-priced items from Home Depot and everything else. Where are they based? Right in Rhode Island. I'm sure they came in on the direct flights that Elorza arranged from Guatemala. Folks, you need to protect yourself, your family. You need AEP services. They install fences of all kinds. Free estimate, vinyl, wood, aluminum, chain link, AEP services, 401-228-7190. They're in Johnston. I'll tell you, Johnston is the place to be these days. I share their Facebook page, whether it's residential or commercial. And what I find interesting is a lot of the fencing that AEP does, it's really stunning. And it adds a lot to the property and the landscape. So whether you want more privacy or just more security and protection, fence and gate service, AEP, 401-228-7190, 401-228-7190, AEP services. I'm not going, by the way, this Sunday night, former Governor, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo is going to be featured on 60 Minutes. They've been working on this for a long time. I recognize in when you say the word Gina Raimondo in Rhode Island, people have a certain adverse reaction. However, in other parts of the country, people will see her for the first time. You have to step out of the bubble that we're in, West Toledo, Woonsocket. It's very common when someone is from a state, the people from that state many times are not fans of that individual. Ask Chris Christie what it's like, you know, amongst a lot of people in New Jersey or Governor Cuomo. I think also another good example is there are people in California who despise Governor Newsom, the governor of California. And I totally understand why, by the way. But when he goes around and travels the country, people are like, oh, wow, you know, he's really impressive. I don't think that, but some people think it. But as much as I just want you to understand, she is going to at some point run for president. She is very intent on this summer, the Democrat convention in Chicago over the next 6 months. Gina Raimondo is going to make a move that she wants. She is preparing that Biden-Harris lose to Trump, please God, and then the 2028 campaign begins. Now, again, I recognize right now someone listening or watching is saying, you've lost your mind. Who would vote for her for president? You're missing the point. I get that people in this state do not like her. I get that. But you have to look at, put yourself in another state. Just pick a state. And then I want you to picture you're at, you know, an interview. And who comes in? Mayorkas comes in. What do you think of him? Clown. Next person through the door. Kamala Harris, the vice president. What do you think of her? She's standing there. Then you have Mayor Pete, Mayor Lightweight, transportation secretary. He comes in with his yellow vest and hard hat. He's there. Then you have Newsom, right? Governor of California with the flashy white fake teeth who, you know, destroyed the state with COVID. Then you have the governor of Illinois, and then you have the governor of Pennsylvania, and then you have Raimondo come in, and she's the commerce secretary, and she's highly regarded by Wall Street, and she's very aggressive. And she's not like Harris, and she's not like Mayor Pete. I understand right now there are people that are listening or watching and saying, I would never, and I get that, but you're not the target anyway. Raimondo, Gina wants to target the Democrat base and then also target independents. So watch over the next several months. They're not changing the ticket. The ticket is Biden-Harris. The ticket is Biden-Harris. I talked to someone the other day who said, I think they're going to replace her. The ticket is Biden-Harris. I believe the election needs to be framed Trump versus Harris. I don't think Biden would do the full 4 years. He could get reelected. You have to deal in reality. Anyone that says, absolutely not, Trump's going to win a landslide, I can tell you the Trump people don't say that. This is going to be a very close election in key battleground states. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia. It's going to be a very tight election. And we don't know who he's going to select as his VP yet. So that's hanging in the balance. But Raimondo, Sunday night on 60 Minutes. And I agree with people. There's a lot of questions that need to be asked. What did she know? What did she know about the condition of the bridge? I don't think we're ever going to get answers on that, by the way. Isn't it interesting that Senate President Dominic Ruggiero, the guy's got cancer, he's been out. I mean, listen, as a cancer survivor, I'm somewhat sensitive to that, but he's been out for weeks and months. And he's much older than I am, and he looks like hell warmed over. But he's still saying he's running for re-election and is still to run the Senate. That's a good example, what I have been told. And what a lot of people don't understand this, but the people that run the state, I mean the people that really run the state, they're telling him, no, you're going back there. We need you in the Senate. No, no, no. You're not stepping down. No. If you're alive, you're there. We need you there. We still need the Superman building. We need the soccer stadium. We need all this other stuff. You're not going anywhere. So go to a doctor. Do whatever you have to do, but you're not leaving. The episode of The Sopranos, right? Remember when Gene, the guy, his aunt, left him some money? He wants to relocate to Florida. What does Tony say to him? You took an oath, right? You can't leave. Doesn't work that way. And it's the same thing. You know, these people that say Governor McKee should fire Peter. Governor McKee, as I've said, I'm not defending him. He can't fire Peter Alviti. Peter Alviti was put there by Dominic Ruggiero. Ruggiero can't leave. It's the same thing. Hey, you took an oath. You're not going anywhere. You know, there is someone, I won't say who, I think McKee's going to resign. They won't let McKee resign. What? I'm not convinced he's not going to run for re-election, although he does have a poll out. I talked about it. He has a poll out. They want to see where he is. Now, I think the questions are misleading in the poll. I'll do a full website posting on this. But he doesn't mention 195. He mentions the bridge. And it's just questioned a certain way. But it's my understanding. I was there, I remember, in June of 2013, Governor Gump, Chafee, announced he was not going to seek re-election. As then, Providence Mayor Angel Tavares was waiting in the wings to announce, and then General Treasurer Gina Raimondo was waiting in the wings to announce. But Chafee did a poll, and Chafee was under 25%. He had a 22% approval rating and said, I'm not running for re-election. It's my understanding that Governor McKee is doing a poll. He'll keep it internal. They want to see where he is because 1 year from now, I'm told that if he is under 25%, he does not want to run for re-election. And I don't see how he's going to have an approval rating above 25%. Now, this portion of the John DePietro Show, folks, I want to remind you about it. I'm not saying it's an easy time because it's not. But I want to remind you about Just Angels. Our friend Jean, she has such great merchandise. If you're listening right now, the easiest way to order some of their items is you log on to their website. It's justangelsonline.com. Now, I also share their Facebook page. You don't have to drive anywhere. You don't have to call anybody. You just go online. Their website, justangelsonline.com. You pick the item you want, and then you purchase it, and it's delivered right to your home. And it's beautiful merchandise. They have things for Mother's Day, things for Father's Day, things for the graduate. I can't stress enough, during these troubled times, the power of prayer. And I am a firm believer of it, in it. And you have to look at the larger picture. The people that are causing havoc in your life, they're not, it's not about you and them. It was never about them anyway. It's you have to, I implore you to have a relationship with our Savior, with God. JustAngelsOnline.com. Very, very meaningful. And also, folks, this portion of our program on this Friday, Dream Maker Bath and Kitchen. You know, so much of life now, not to get too personal, I don't want any details, but think of two rooms where many times you spend a tremendous amount of your day. I received a nice email from Lori that said, you know, Juan, I was laughing listening to your commercial because she said, I work from home and she works out of her kitchen. She has her kitchen set up. She has a desk and everything right there. And she said, it's so funny because the only two rooms I'm in during the course of the day are my kitchen and my bathroom. And I mentioned Dreammaker, Bath and Kitchen, Lori, one-stop shop. Take you from concept to completion. They have a beautiful state-of-the-art design center. It's Dreammaker. Call them 401-433-7272. On this Friday, if you've been thinking, you know, I think I'd like to remodel, update my kitchen, you want to at least have Dreammaker in the equation. Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen. They're right near Crown Plaza in Warwick. Respect, integrity, customer focus. They're another one I'm going to be filming. Transition from dreams to reality. When you see their beautiful kitchens and bathrooms that they display, I just ask, you know, I just encourage one thing. Picture that could be your bathroom. That could be your kitchen with Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen. They're really fantastic. Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen, enhancing lives, improving homes. Again, I share their Facebook page. What a difference, and it could be part of your home. Well, folks, good afternoon. You're listening to the John DePietro Show. It's AM 1380 and 99.9 FM. I'm not going to touch on, you know, I don't know what's going to happen as far as, you know, the big news overnight was that Israel struck back and attacked Iran somewhat. That area is very much on edge. And what I think this... Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, I'm going to come back to that, but I think that area is really, really on edge. And if anything, I think it is going to cause... It continues to cause Biden problems, the Democrat Party. Speaking of the website, I would be remiss in not pointing out we have very good Woonsocket police body cam footage of that police chase that took place. That was a Tuesday night. We were out doing road patrol, and that's where someone was in a vehicle accident. You see the footage of the Woonsocket police arriving right there at the scene. They were terrific. And they learned the driver. This was back last month. He then jumped into the Blackstone River. We were trying to make our way up to the spot, but by the time we got there, they had already gotten him. But anyhow, you can see the body cam footage. It's right there on the website, DePietro.com, and I purposely loaded it onto our YouTube channel simply because I'm not oblivious that some people say, you know, I'm not on Facebook. Well, even if you're not on Facebook, many times if you do click on it, you can watch it with your browser, but nonetheless, I did that anyway and placed it. But the situation with Israel and Iran, Israel and Iran's open warfare. Bibi has done what World War not to. War cabinet splinters as minister calls response lame. Pentagon parades 12 nuclear bombs. You know, I think their hands are really tied as far as Israel. And I don't know what they're going to do about it. I don't know, and I admit, there's a limit of interest for me, as I've kind of talked about it a little bit. It's there is certainly a limit of just how much interest I have in that, other than if it starts to impact us. Looking at the Boston Globe, a modern hotel with a historic pedigree, the Gardner House, offers a glimpse of Newport. Yeah, that is on the front page of the Boston Globe. So there's also a good story in the Boston Globe about the amount of people that are leaving our the Rhode Island, Massachusetts area. Here's another story. Harvard poll. Biden slipping with young voters, but still leads Trump in the 18 to 29 bracket. That's okay, because a lot of them don't vote. And this other story in the Boston Globe, how Massachusetts spent $1 billion sheltering homeless families and migrants. That is so pathetic. The amount of money that they've had to shell out. And folks, something to be cautious of, by the way. Massachusetts, I don't hear a lot of people mention this. One of the reasons that Governor Maura Healey, who's proven to be a disaster, that she talks about is that Massachusetts has a right to shelter law. Rhode Island needs to be cautious, because under the Massachusetts right to shelter law, it says the state has an absolute obligation to find shelter for anyone that needs it. Right now, behind me, the Den of Thieves at the Rhode Island State House, the progressives, they want Rhode Island to adopt the right to shelter law. What does that mean? That means that any, whether it's homeless, illegals, whoever, that the state would be, quote, obligated to then find them shelter. And that is certainly something we don't want and can't afford. All right. Now, right now at 12:57, folks, as you know, we'd like to highlight some of the different retailers, and a great one is it. Folks, joining us on this Friday where the sun is peeking in and out is Marie at It's My Health, 1099 Menden Road in Cumberland. Good afternoon, Marie.
Good afternoon, John. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Marie. Between the rain and the change of seasons, I'm willing to bet that people have been coming into It's My Health, 1099 Menden Road in Cumberland, and you have things that could help them with their allergies.
Yes, we do. Homeopathic remedies, herbal remedies. We have teas that can be helpful. We have nasal sprays that can be helpful. So quite a few different things to choose from there. And we're still dealing with the effects of some of the viruses that have been around. People with, you know, coughs that don't seem to want to go away. And we have things for that, too.
Now, folks, also, Marie carries over 250 bulk herbs, teas, and spices. Marie, you have a new fan in Catherine that discovered that you carry one of the teas that she's been ordering online.
Excellent.
Yes. Touch on that a little bit.
So we actually have over 400 at this point.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Growing and growing and growing, because as people ask for different herbs or anything bulk, we can get it. We bring it in, and now it's on the shelf for them and for other people. But yes, we do carry quite a few different flavorful teas that people like. And anything that someone wants, if it's a box tea or if it's a bulk tea or herb or spice, if I can get it for someone, I'm more than happy to keep it on the shelf for them. So they just have to ask, you know, tell me what they normally get, and we have it. We also have Ticino, which is a coffee substitute. So it's made with dandelion.
WNRI Woonsocket, W260DC. WNRI.